That I have to say that I'm really happy because we lost a game, we lost a cup, but we didn't lose the season. The season is here. The season started today, but our Premier League starts Sunday for us, and we are better now than we were last season when we won the Europa League.
So, with that in mind, I think we thought, how do you think the season is going to pan out for us then, Locker, in terms of, will we be playing catch-up? Will we be a dominant force? Will we be fighting for first with someone? Or will we just be fighting for top four outside? Do you think there's going to be a clear pattern there? Or?
I think we'll actually set the pace somewhat and be one of the front runners. I think that's typically what Mourinho tends to do in his second season. Obviously, he's won it in his second season everywhere he's been. I think this will be, it's always going to be the hardest, seeing as though he's always done it everywhere else, and this is a season where he actually hasn't yet. But I think this is probably his biggest challenge in terms of his second season. But I think he will still start the season very strong. I think we'll keep that up. And I do think we'll fight for the title till near the very end. I think at that point, it does come down very much to things like circumstances and luck and injuries and just general sort of momentum too. And the confidence of the players and what form key players are in. I think there is a lot of luck that's needed. So I definitely think that he's going to get us in a position where we're fighting. Whether we see that turn into a title, I'm not sure, but I really do hope so. And I do expect us to do quite well in the European competitions. I agree with Colm that, you know, he is very good at scraping through. He's very good over two legs. He's very good at making use of the home advantage and nicking something away, or at least getting a draw away. So, you know, he knows how to play that game, and I think we'll get to the quarters in the Champions League, and I think we'll fight for the title. Whether we win it, I'm not quite too sure.
I mean, yeah, I think that's the thing. We could well be fighting until the end, but as we touched on then, with the way the league is nowadays, you could fight till near the end and still end up third or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Even on the last day of the season, of course. Yeah, we had a few seasons under Fergie where we, on the last day, it was a case of where we won the league or not. And I definitely agree with you that could end up being the difference between first and fourth this year, potentially. You know, it could be a really big swing on one last day, which would make for incredibly entertaining, end. So I'd like to see that.
I wouldn't. I want it wrapped up early. I couldn't take it in 2011-12 when we lost it. I couldn't cope with that again.
Yeah, but if we won it, it would have been better, right?
Be reports of some man running around Cardiff screaming, but you touched on it a bit with that, talking about Champions League thing. Do you think, Colm, the Champions League is going to help us in terms of having that sort of more regular football, but not on a Europa League schedule? Mm-hmm. Or do you think it'll hinder us slightly? Because the Premier League teams haven't done great in the Champions League.
No, they haven't. And I could see us doing a little bit better this year because I think we'll maybe do okay, if not quite well. And I think City will do well. People make a big deal about Europa, that it's such a slog. You have to often travel quite absurdly to weird places and teams you've never heard of. That, you know, you obviously play on the Thursday and then you play on the Sunday or the Monday, or whatever. You know, the Champions League is just as much football, really. I know there's an extra round in the Europa League, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know, but by and large, I think it's more of a mental thing, really. The Champions League, at least for a team like United, is a joy to play and is a privilege. Even last year, the Europa League feels somewhat like a chore. You know, as much as I wanted to win it so much because it's a trophy we never won before and I was so pleased that we did, you got the sense the players, they weren't just bang up for it every time, you know. It didn't really feel that way, and it was almost talked about all year round as, well, we don't really mind. And then when it got serious, we're going to try and win it because it's our best way into the Champions League. It wasn't, we were not going to win it for the prestige of the trophy or because we value it. You know, you don't say we're going to win the Champions League to be in the Champions League next year. You win it to win the Champions League, John. Yeah. So I think from that element, it's just different. It's more of a positive for your season because you're in it, you know, and you look forward to that, and you can use that as momentum because you're playing the big teams, and, you know, players, that's where players want to be. So that's why, that's the difference, because you're playing the same amount of games, really, compared to the Europa League, particularly if you go deep into it. I do think we'll do okay in it this year. I hope. I actually think it might be this is going to sound ridiculous, our best chance of it. If you take away the FA Cup and the League Cup, you know, because they're great, but they're, you know, they're icing. They're not like the cake, you know. I think we have more of a chance of winning the Champions League than we do win the league, in my opinion. And I don't think either chance is too great. I'm going to say that.
£2,000
right
on that.
Yeah, I don't expect us to win any trophies next year. I have to say that, and that's not wanting to be defeatists or anything like that. I just hope we're in amongst it and giving good performances, because I think it's extremely tough. I think if we wanted to win the league, we need two more players. We need a left back, a top quality left back, top class. Because I don't feel that Luke Shaw is going to put it together. I hope to be proved wrong, and there's no one else in the squad who can play it. They just don't exist. Darmian is, I think, useless. Blind. He's never going to be that great. So I think we need a left back, and I think we need a star man out wide or an extremely productive winger if it is going to be Perisic or someone like that, who I wouldn't mind, but that seems to be dead in the water. But we need someone else chipping in with 10, 15, 20 goals. And the only proviso there is that one of Rashford or Martial needs to really explode. You know, Martial, if he had a season like his first year, then brilliant. We're great. You know, that could be really good for us. If Lukaku smashes in 20 to 30 goals, Pogba chips in with a few more, and Martial plays like that, then, you know, fuck it, we can win everything. Great. I don't know if it's that likely. Rashford shows all the signs. He has all the tools in his locker, absolutely all of them. I think he's super. I think he's got a great mentality. But I still think he's a season away, at least.
Mm.
So I would like to see both of them get time. But at the same time, if we went out and signed Bale, who isn't going to happen, or whoever, you know, I'd be pleased. I'd be more, you know, happy, because I think we're still two players short in those key areas. So for me, personally, I don't think we're going to get any trophies, unless maybe the League Cup or the FA Cup, but I don't think we're going to win the league. I don't think we're going to win the Champions League. I just want us to do ourselves justice. I want us to be there or thereabouts. And then you don't know what can happen. It's football. Anything can happen. We could win the league. We could win the Champions League. I don't expect it.
No.
I think every team in the Premier League, well, like of all the top teams, would say they were two or three signings away, in fairness. I think that's par for the course, and I think we're all on level pegging on that. I definitely agree with you on the goals, though. So last season, I think we got 54, something like 22 behind Liverpool, 24 behind Arsenal, 30 behind Chelsea and 32 behind Tottenham, which is just absolutely incredible, really, that we were so far behind. And as much as Lukaku's coming in and bringing 28 goals with him or whatever it was, we're losing Ibra of a similar amount. So we're not naturally gaining any goals in terms of productivity. So we do need
Matic isn't going to smash in 20 goals?
Doing that against West Ham when we beat them 23 after Hernandez scores a hat trick.
Well, yeah, there you go. So I mean, that's definitely a huge issue. Maybe those 10 or 12 or 25 shots that Pogba had last season that hit the post are going to go in this time. But
the star player this season, you think, for us? Maybe not
Paul
one
Pogba.
You'd expect.
Paul, oh, sorry. He's quite obvious as a choice, but it doesn't stop it being true.
It doesn't have to be a non-obvious one. I just say, if there was one, you didn't have to just go, oh, Lukaku is going to score 25 goals.
The two I would want to pick out, give over. You're just saying, like, Alex has it on the back of his shirt, which I will never understand. The two I would pick out, Eric Bailly and Paul Pogba. I think, team. I think Eric Bailly is a monster. I think even tonight, you notice so much when he's not there. He is the number one centre-back. He's aggressive. Can bail himself out with his pace. He's brilliant one-on-one. He's actually decent on the ball. And he just has a bit of personality about him, which I love in a centre-back. You know, he just has that, you know, ability to go and smash someone, or just, you know, he's just class. He's fucking brilliant. I think he'll be better next year. One of the best centre-backs in the league, hopefully. And Paul Pogba, I just think he's amazing. I think he's had a hard time of it because of his price tag and because everyone expects him to be everything. Everyone expects him to be the best defender, to be the most skillful, to score all the goals, to create all the chances and to put up ridiculous numbers. And, you know, the numbers he put up put him in the category of one of the best centre midfielders in the league. Yes, he was unlucky with his goal scoring, but he made so many chances that weren't even turned in by other people as well. You know, I think people were looking at him by numbers and not by actually watching him. And I know sometimes he does do frustrating things. He wasn't good tonight. He wasn't good at all, really. You know, he holds onto the ball too much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he's a bit fanciful in what he tries and wants to do it all himself. I think sometimes he wants to play well on the big occasion so much that he doesn't play a natural game. You know, we've seen that in a few games, particularly, was it Arsenal he got sent off, or was, who, I can't remember.
Chelsea.
But that's a maturity thing as well, you know, and I think he's just going
to it's easy to forget he's only 24.
Yeah, he really, you know, and that he's not the only player on the pitch, you know, and I understand why he thinks that, because he's so bloody good at football, but I think he'll be amazing this year. I think he really will be huge.
All right, Locker?
I mean, yeah. Paul Pogba. I think, yeah, I'm trying to say that
Paul Pogba played for these entirely different reasons.
Yeah, basically, I think hopefully, first of all, he's had a season. He seemed to settle back into United life quite well. And actually, I thought he coped with the physicality and whatnot of the Premier League very well. But it was a very long and grueling season for him last season. He'd just come off the back of a big move where he'd had no pre-season. But what he had had is a very intense summer tournament with France where they got to the final, they lost the final. So it was very long and tiresome. But, you know, there's also that mental thing of coming off the back of that. So I think it was a very rough time, as well as being, you know, the most expensive player in the world and all the pressures that comes with it. And then we didn't really give him the team to settle him down. You know, he was being moved around. He seemed to play all across the midfield, number 10, in a midfield two, in a midfield three, deeper, more progressive, more on the left, sometimes on the right, right behind the strike. He seemed to play everywhere, and that's not really what you need to get a player to settle down and get the best out of them. This season, I think it's going to be a much more systematic approach. I think it's going to be a lot more consistent in terms of where he plays and who's playing around him. And I think he'll create a very good partnership with Lukaku. And I completely agree. I think he's going to have a really, really, really good influential season. And I think he could potentially be one of the players of the season across the board, across all teams. I think that Matic will be the one that the media lap up as being a masterclass signing by Mourinho. Which is what they like to do. You know, the signing happens for a lot of money. It's seen as a Chelsea outcast, surplus to requirements, as Colm was saying earlier. They like to sort of knock that down, knock Mourinho down for it, and then they'll build him back up in a few months' time when he's really shown his worth. So I think Matic is the one that the media are going to lap up, but I'm going to say Pogba for sort of our player of the season.
I think that's, yeah. I think everyone just expects him to be just top class this season, because he was very good last season, and he just didn't get the credit he deserved, I think.
He does exactly what he does last season, but we finish better and the shots that hit the post go in and the players around him play a little bit better, it will immediately be a brilliant centre midfield season, you know. So I don't think it's not like he has to try any harder or do anything really that differently. It's very fine margins.
Quick one with this one. I think we're trying to avoid too many reasons why. Who's going to be like our villain of the season? Who's going to play more than like 10 games but just be utterly dire in every single one of them and cost us points and just be a general idiot?
Mario Darmian. He's going to play a lot of left back and be extremely disappointing in every facet of the game.
I think Darmian will be good defensively, if nothing else.
He's not even good defensively.
I think he's quite good defensively. Obviously, he's not great, but
Sissoko absolutely took the piss out of him last year.
I think Chris Smalling, just because he's always good for a.
It could be almost any of our defenders except for Valencia and Bay. I think they're the only two who you can say are utterly reliable. Really, I mean, maybe even Lingard. We'll see. I'm not convinced. I hope he's obviously has a good year, but yeah, I'm going to say Lingard.
All right. So we've got there Lingard, Dalmian and Smalling. Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys. We've got faith in you, really. Don't be saying that.
Yeah.
We've got the important predictions coming up now.
Okay.
How many weeks in a season will Phil Jones be injured for?
How many weeks are in a season?
I don't know. It's like, what, 9 months?
40, so. 36, something like that. So probably 52. Because some weeks he's double injured, isn't he? Like, there are times where...
It's his elbow and his right ear.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, Fellaini calf, Rooney hamstring, Jones ear, elbow, tongue, hip, groin.
Viral infection.
It's not so much the injury. It's not really how many times will Jones be injured. It's more how many times will a player be injured because of Jones. So that's including himself.
That's a good point,
where he's injured himself. But it's also the other players that he seems to injure. Usually, it's before a big Champions League game. So it's going to be semi-final. We're playing Barcelona. It'll come up, you know, the morning of the game. You're looking at the team news. Oh,
Pogba, double leg break.
Pogba injured in training. An incident with Phil Jones. Fantastic. Of course.
Yeah, the cleaning lady injured by Phil Jones.
Phil Jones isn't even training. He's sat on the bench watching because he's injured, so I don't know how he's injuring Pogba in training.
Maybe he's tripping him up in the corridor.
Yeah, whatever it may be, but he'll definitely injure other people as well as himself.
Oh, definitely.